looking at the way this one is intended to work, the new system will obviously depend on individuals, working parents' income, whether they're low-income, high-income earners, and the amount of hours they're actually earning each week or amount of hours they're working each week. Is this a fairer way of doing things?
There are certainly families who are going to be better off and very happy with the changes. And there are families where there are two parents working, each working a full-time job, and there's real incentives for those families to stay at work because there are caps lifted on the childcare subsidy. The concern we have is for families where one parent might not work full-time, they might work part-time, they might have other children at home and only want to work one day or perhaps not even a day a week, yet they want their older children to be in childcare. And we don't like to think of it as childcare because actually it's early education. It is the precursor to going to school. So it's vital that when the brain is developing at the rate of use between 0 and 5, that kids are accessing quality early education. So we're concerned about low-income families missing out. And then there's a funny thing that means that some children of higher-income families will miss out as well.
Just on the families that are sort of working various hours there, I've heard concerns raised that there might be difficulties around reporting the amount of hours worked and how that might fluctuate depending on people's childcare needs.
Yeah, we from what we can understand and what childcare providers are feeding back to me as well as parents, the having to document your hours every couple of weeks and update it is going to be really onerous. Now, I certainly worked part-time as a young, when my kids were young and I was much younger. And I look back and think how difficult it would have been to know whether I'd worked 4 hours that day or 6 hours that day or 8 hours that day compared to just saying, look, I worked on Tuesday. So I think there's going to be some real reporting issues. Parents are certainly concerned and childcare centres, long daycare centres, are saying to me they are very concerned about the additional paperwork that they will have to do, recording the time parents drop off and the time parents pick up. So I think there's a lot of complications in this system, and the first month or so of it will really bring those to the fore.
There has been suggestions that this will discourage childcare centres from increasing their fees. The cost of childcare is already fairly significant here in Sydney. Is this a likely scenario that this will somehow freeze the fees that families are currently paying?
Well, it's already been seen that that's not the case because already there have been reports in the last couple of weeks of centres increasing their fees in response to these new subsidies. And that's partly because the cap is lifted and parents who used to only be able to claim a certain amount of money each year can now claim more. So I think, unfortunately, that won't be one of the consequences. Lower or stable childcare fees won't be one of the consequences of what we're seeing with this system. All I'm seeing at the moment is confusion and uncertainty. And I think it's worth noting that the Centrelink website that handles this has crashed in recent days because parents are suddenly realising they've got to log on, get in there, but it's a really confusing system and they've been putting it off till the very last minute.
Is there a need for a greater degree of flexibility for parents?
I certainly think that whatever subsidies are available for families really needs to reflect the real life experience of being a working parent. Now, one of the issues I have with the changes that I think raises questions is that depending on your combined income, you might miss out once you hit about $187,000 a year, now, which is a very nice income. But if you put childcare costs on top of that without any subsidies, you're making it hard for some professional women to be able to go back to work. And there's been some studies done on this by KPMG, which shows that families are going to be worse off. You know, if you're a professional woman working 3 days a week, your childcare subsidy, you'll probably still be eligible. Once you increase your work to 4 or 5 days a week, you'll actually start going backwards. the family income will go backwards because your subsidy will be reduced. So you've got mums who, or dads for that matter, who make a decision to go back to work knowing it's actually going to cost the family money. And there's been stories, a physiotherapist, for instance, has worked out that it's going to cost $45 a day for her to work. That's $45 the family will lose because she goes back to work under these new arrangements. Now, I just don't think we should be giving a disincentive to women at any level of their career to be working. We want women working, and we want them working in a way that allows them to progress up the career ladder so that we see more women and a reduction of the gender pay gap. So I think that's one of the other possible consequences of this change that really hasn't been thought through.
Well, indeed. I mean, it's almost a double-edged sword, if you like. The immediate effect is obviously it will cost me money to work and pay to have my child in childcare. And yet for some mums, taking that time off from their career in order to raise the kid and indeed save money by raising the kid individually, they'll have a fairly significant gap in their resume that can put their careers on hold. Given this incentive is about getting women back in the workforce, are there any sort of, broader suggestions you might have as to the ways we can improve that for working mums?
Well, I think the first thing we have to do is make sure that any new system that comes in has modelling that actually looks at the impact on the longer term impacts for women and the gender pay gap. You know, the problem with this current government is they do not ever consider the impact of policy on women. They got rid of the women's budget review that we brought in, so that when a budget comes out, you look at what the impact is on women. You know, if we want to see gender equality in this country, they're the sorts of things we need to do to make sure that whatever the policy is, it's weighted to see what the impacts are on the wider community, but specifically on women. And that clearly hasn't been done here. And that sort of modelling would be the first thing you should do in order to correct this system to make sure there's no unintended consequences.
Susan, thank you very much. Really do appreciate your time. Very important issue. Do appreciate you having a chat with us about it.
Thank you.